Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins from the fourth line from the top at the Mishnah. Four lines from the top of Daf Zayin. We continue with different expressions of Kabbalas Nazirus, of someone accepting upon himself the Nazirus vow. Omar Hareini Nazir Achas Gedoila. Person says, I am a Nazir, one large one. Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana, one small one. Afilu Mikan V'ad Sofa Olam. Person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from here until the end of the world. What is the result of any of these terms or phrases? Nazir Shloshim Yom. All that he is one Nazir for one period of Nazirus of 30 days. The Gemara asks what might appear to be the obvious question, am I? Why only 30 days? V'hal mikan v'ad sofa oilam komar. Did he not say that from now until the end of the world? And with such a statement, let us consider him a Nazir lo'olam, a permanent Nazir. So how is it that this expression of Mikan v'ad sof olam results in a mere 30-day Nazirus? The Gemara answers, Hachi ko'omar, thusly, we are to understand things. Arichali hodam milsa, this matter, hodam milsa means this matter, this Nazirus is long upon me, is burdensome upon me, Mikan v'ad sof olam, like from here till the end of the world. It's simply an expression of exasperation on his part, how burdensome it is, but at the end of the day, all that he is accepting upon himself is one 30-day Nazirus period. On the side of the Gemara, we have a topic heading in Osei, which reads, L'shoinos shoinim, different expressions, b'kabolos Nazirus, regarding acceptance of Nazirus. Aleph, kabolos harbe Nazirus, Shemegalech Achar Kol Shloshim Yom, where he accepts upon himself numerous Nazirus periods, whereby he will shave, have his hair removed after every 30-day period. And Beis Nazirus Achas Arucha Shemegalech Pamachas Besofa, one long Nazirus period, upon whose conclusion he will have the hair removal just once at its conclusion. The Gemara, Tanan, Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Mokom Ploni. If a person were to say that, I am a Nazir from here until such and such a place. Omdim, we evaluate. Kama Yomim Mikan V'ad Mokom Ploni. How many days does it take to get from here till that particular destination? Pachos mishloshim yom, if it is less than 30 days, so then this individual who said, Hareini nozir mikan ad mokom ploni, will be a nozir shloshim yom. He'll have to observe the minimum 30-day Nazirus period. Vim lav, meaning if it's not less than 30 days, if the trip is a 42-day trip, nozir kaminyan hayom, and then he has accepted upon himself Nazirus for that number of days. The Gemara asks, V'eimo hochonami, why not say here regarding this Tanaic citation, the explanation we gave just above for our Mishnah, thus as follows, Arichali homil so kamikan v'ad mokom ploni, that this Nazirus matter is burdensome upon me like from here till there. And even if the journey is more than 30 days, all he has accepted upon himself is a mere 30-day Nazirus. Why in the Tanaic source that we just read is the length of the Nazirus determined by the length of the trip? Omar Rava, Rava explains that this Tanaic source that was just cited, which in effect is a Mishnah from Daf Ches, is a case shehichsik baderech. He started on his journey. So, one who already started on his journey, as you can see explained in the Tosfos, he says that this is a person who wants to, let us say, have merit and protection from all kinds of dangers that can befall one on a journey. So he accepts upon himself Nazirus for that period of time, for the length of his journey. And this you can see in the text of the Tosfos. You'll notice in our marked Gemaras, four lines from the end of the Tosfos column, Umeshani Keshich Sipaderech V'Kibalov, he started on his journey when he said what we saw in that Tanaic quote from Daf Ches, V'Kibalov, and he accepted upon himself Nazirus at that point. The Mistamo, they ain't say Haderech Kibalov Nazirus, it's most likely that he accepted upon himself, because of the dangers of a trip, this practice of Nazirus, which should stand him in good merit. He not so misakona saderach, to protect him from dangers of the trip, lesach mahalach hayomim ad mokum pleni, for the duration of the journey. Sach mahalach is the total amount of days until he reaches his destination. So the key factor in distinguishing the source we just quoted from our Mishnah is that in the source just quoted, where the Nazirus was determined by the actual length of the journey and not simply a statement of burdensomeness of Nazirus, it's because he started on his journey. We continue in the Gemara, and let us just point out that as we read the next question, we're basing ourselves on the Rosh commentary, and this is a question regarding the Nazirus of someone who said Mikan ad mokum ploni, and we said that one who says I'm a Nazir from here until mokum ploni, it said that he is a Nazir for the length of the journey, for the number of days of the journey, for the duration of the journey, he will be a Nazir, at the end of which he will take a haircut. So if it's a 42-day journey, it'll be a 42-day Nazirus. That having been said, we now ask, the Lehave kol parsa u parsa, why not say that each parsa is a distance measure, a measure of distance. If you wanted to translate that into contemporary terms, a parsa, it contains in it four mil, and a mil is approximately a kilometer. So parsa is a unit of 4 kilometers. If that is too complicated, so just say miles. And let us say it's a 60-mile journey. So let it be that for each mile of the journey, he is accepting a separate Nazirus. That would mean that if it's a 60-mile journey or a 60-parsa journey, he is in effect accepting upon himself to observe 60 separate Nazirus periods. Why not say that? Omar Rav Papa, the Asra Dolomoni Parsi. Rav Papa says that the Tana is from a place, Asra is a place, a location, Dolomoni, that they do not count Parsi. They don't measure journeys in distance terms. They measure journeys in amount of days that it takes. The Gemara asks, "Veleve kol avno v'avno." Why not say that? Granted, they don't measure in terms of parsa. However, along the way, avno are villages. Along the way, there are different villages. They may serve as way stations. Why not say that each village along the way constitutes, in his mind, a separate Nazirus, so that if it's it might be a long journey, and on the journey there are 20 villages along the way, so that per number of villages, that is the number of Nazirios that he is accepting. Mi lo tnan, do we not in fact have a Tanaic source, which, though it's not going to speak about villages, but we'll, after reading this source, we'll see the common denominator. What does it say in the following source? Hareini nozir ka'afar horetz ukeseo roshi ukechol hayam. A person accepts upon himself Nazirus like afar horetz, like the the dirt or the sand of the land, kaseh roshi, like the hairs on my head, or kechol hayam, like the sand of the sea. What's the result of someone using those expressions? Hareze nozir oylam. He is a nozir forever. Umegaleach echod l'shloshim yom. And every 30 days, for the rest of his life, he will take a haircut. So the understanding of this is that he said, I'm accepting upon myself nazirus like the number of hairs on my head, or like the number of grains of sand at the sea. So with that same intention, a person is going on a journey and he says, I want to accept nazirus from here until such and such a place. Let's just count the number of villages along the way, and that's the number of naziros that he is accepting. So why not say that? The Gemara answers. Now, you'll notice we have a marking. These represent answers, responses to this particular question. So answer number one. Kol milsa de'is bei kitsutsa lo kotoni. All things, all matters that have a fixed amount. What do we mean by that? The example being, from here till such and such a place. It's a known amount. If it's such a thing, such an entity, or such a phenomenon, lokotoni, is not taught together with that kind of nazirus, where he would say he takes a haircut every 30 days, but rather milsa de isbe kitsutsa, something that is a fixed amount, which is of course in contrast to a number of hairs on one's head or number of grains of sand at the sea. The actual amount isn't known, and therefore something like a journey whose amount is known, in the case of journeys, we know how many days it takes. So something like that is not taught as a type of nazirus that's divided into 30-day units, but rather it's one long nazirus till the end, and in our case, till the end of the journey. V'hatanya, and here is a Tanaic source that serves as support. Hareini nazir kol yemei chayai. Person accepts upon himself nazirus for the rest of his life. And the amount of days that a person is going to live, that's not known. That's ein kitsutsa. It's not something that has a fixed amount. Hareini nozir oylam. So the result of these statements, harei zeh nozir olam. And we add, very importantly, he's a nozir on a permanent basis, but he takes a haircut every 30 days. That is a very significant addition. We've discussed in the past, we've learned about Nozir Olam from the Avshalom example that we've seen in the past, where a haircut is taken at the end of fixed amounts of time. There, in the case of Avshalom, if we already cited that, realize there are three different Tanaic opinions about the gaps in time in which he is entitled to take haircut. But for our purposes, we can use the 30-day figure. Now, the source goes on with a different type of acceptance. Afilu me'ashana. Afilu elef shonam. Here he accepts upon himself nazirus with a fixed amount of time. For 100 years. For 1,000 years. Ein ze nazir oylam. Elo nazir lu oylam. Very similar expressions with a very different conclusion. He's not a nozir olam, which is entitled to take haircuts at different intervals of time, but rather he's a nozir lo olam and is not entitled to take a haircut for the rest of his life. So we see a distinction made between things that do not have kitsutsa, that do not have a fixed amount of time, versus things that do have a fixed amount of time. Of course, if a person says he's going to be a nozir for 1,000 years, so we can't speak about his taking one haircut at the end. No one lives 1,000 years. But if he would have said, I'm a nozir for 60 years, that then would mean that he is a nozir without any haircut intervals, but rather At the end of 60 years, he will then take his haircut. Rabo Omar. Rabo is a second approach to the question that was raised before regarding the fellow going on the journey, where we did not say that he takes a haircut, I'll call Avno Avno, versus the Mishnah that says a person who says he's a Nozir, and he mentions Kaseo Rosho, where he does take a haircut at given intervals. So Rabo Omar Shiny Cyrus, hairs are different than a journey. Hoyel umuvdolois zu mizu. Individual hairs are separate from one another. And since the hairs, or the sand of the sea, grains of sand, they are individual units, there is room to say that he was makabel, that he accepted upon himself multiple nazirios. The Gemara asks, Gabi yomi nami hoksiv, but with regard to days, when he says, I'm going to be a nazir from now until such and such a place, why not say that he in fact is makabel multiple nazirios in accordance with the number of days of the journey? And the idea of a day, in fact, corresponds to a hair. Days are individual units. Hoksiv, it says, Vayerev Vayiboker Yom Echad. In the pasuk from the beginning of creation, it says that there was evening and there was morning. That constitutes Yom Echad, one singular unit of time, a day. And in that sense, so days could be thought of as separate units, just like hairs are separate units. The Gemara responds, Hosam lav de mifsiki mehadodihu. In the case of days, they're not from one day into the next. One day, as we say in common parlance, one day runs into the next. Maika Omar, what is the pasuk describing? Yamama valelio chad yoimahu ulaylam lo mifsiki mehadodi. All the pasuk is describing is that the length of a day, the duration of a day, is the evening and the following daytime. That is a day. But to describe days as separate from one another, as hairs are physically separate from one another, that is not so. So therefore, when it comes to the journey, the length of the Nazirus, as we said before, is determined by the number of days of the journey. The length of the journey is the length of his Nazirus. You notice in our marked Gemaras that we have a semicolon. That is to indicate that Rava isn't necessarily an additional response to the question we have been dealing with just now, but rather, Rava is in effect a throwback to the beginning of the Gemara, where after having read the Mishnah, which said that a person who said he's going to be a Nozir from here until the end of the world, and we say he's a Nozir only for 30 days, we raised questions about that. Why is it that he's a Nozir only for 30 days? So, and the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara says, well, his statement in the Mishnah was the Nazirus is burdensome upon him as if it's from now till the end of the world, but it's only 30 days. Rava points out, Rava Omar Lomaloch Akshuye Kulehai, why raise so much difficulty in the first place? Shiny Hossam, our Mishnah is different. It's different from all the other cases that we've seen. The Hakotani in the Mishnah says, and if you read the Mishnah carefully, it says, Hareini Nozir Achas. We dash on the Achas. By the way, use the arrow if necessary. You can see where this quote comes from on the upper part of the page where we opened up today's shiur. Now, as far as structurally, what is Rava doing here? We tried to explain it already. Let's take a look at Rashi's explanation together. Rashi, the lower part of the wide lines, Rova Omar, Loma Loch Lakshu Kihai, Shiny Hossam, Taimo Mai Omar, Kemando Omar Richoli Milsa, Mikan, Atsoifa Oilam, Veno Nozu Elo Shloishim. Why is it that the Gemara explained that in effect it's only burdensome upon him, but in the net result is one Nazirus of 30 days? The Mashmachad Nazirus who Bilvad who, de Ka'omar. The Hoyle de Ka'omar Hado Lo Efsher de Lo Amino de Hochi Mashma Hai de Ka'omar Mikan Vatsoif Oilam. Therefore, since he said in his initial acceptance of the Nazirus Achas, there is no other way to explain it other than that which we said, that this is Kaman de Omar Arichali Ha Milsu Kaman Kemikan Vatsoif Oilam. However, where he says, I'm accepting Nazirus from here until such and such a place, below Omar Achas, and he doesn't include the word Achas in his initial acceptance, Lo Efsher de Amino Loch de Kobole Botsir de Mahalach Hayomim de Ikome Oise Mokom Ad Oise Mokom Ploni. Then I can't say that he's accepting any less than the amount of time that it takes to actually complete that particular journey, the number of days from here till his destination. We continue now with the Mishnah. Hareini Nozir v'yoyim echod. Hareini Nozir v'sho achas. Hareini Nozir achas u'nechza. Three different expressions. He says, I'm a Nozir and one day. I'm a Nozir and one hour. I'm a Nozir one and a half. The result of any of these expressions, Hareze Nozir Shtayim. He will have to observe two Nazirus periods. Loma li lemisna kol hani. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to teach each one of these examples? Wouldn't it have been enough to feature one example and conclude that by adding any expression in addition to the first Nazirus, that he is then thereby obligating himself to a double Nazirus? No, Samari answers Tzrich, I need each one of the examples. De'i Tana Hareini Nozir V'yom Echad, had the Mishnah taught just that example and it resulting in two Nazirus periods, Hochahu Diamrinon, in this case we would have said a Nazirus L'yom Echad. There is no such thing as Nazirus for one day. Amtu lahi, therefore, kamoni tartan. Therefore, he has to observe two. Avol hareini nozir v'sho achas. But a person who would have said that without the Mishnah dealing with it, I would have thought that since he says sho achas, then there is no such thing as a Nazirus for 1 hour. Simply take that 1 hour and expand it into one more day. Limni shloishim ve'echad yom. Let him count 31 days. Komash malon. Therefore, the Mishnah says that even when he says, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, that obligates him to two Nazirus periods. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Ve'i tana shoh achas, and had I taught that example, mishum de lo nochis ledavka, because there he has to observe two Nazirus periods, because the idea of a Nazirus for 1 hour simply doesn't exist. So once he says, I'm a Nazir, and then adds some other unit of time that's simply not possible in and of itself, we say, you've accepted an entire second Nazirus. Avolachas umechtso dinochis ledavko. But where a person says, I'm a Nazir, 1 and a half. The idea of a Nazirus of 1 and a half, if one Nazirus is 30 days, half of 30 is 15, that would be a total of 45 days. So there he has said something that could be, we'll say, imaginable. I would have thought, Amo, Lo, Limni, Tarti, that he doesn't have to count two Nazirus periods. Komash Malon, Kulu, Nazir Shtayim. The Mishnah therefore reveals to us that in each one of those examples, he has to observe two Nazirus periods. Let's just glance at Rashi, across from here, the first of the narrow lines, Komash Malon, Debekulu, Chayov Tarti, Dehecho di Omar Beresha Hareini Nozir Stamo, that where he opens his remark, his acceptance, or his pledge, by saying, I'm a Nozir, Chaylo Ole Nazir Shloshim. That immediately obligates him to 30 days. And when he adds anything to that, whether it be one day, 1 hour, or he says Nazirusu Mechza, Kevon de Kibil Miktsasa, since he is accepting a part of a new Nazirus, Kamisha Kibul is Kulo Domi. It's as if he accepted an entire new Nazirus, Vachayav Mishnei Nazirus, and he's therefore obligated to observe two Nazirios, two 30-day periods. Before we go further, let's glance at the Tosfos, also elaborates at, on the question level. The Tosfos that we're looking at is in the lower half of the wide lines. At the beginning of the line, Tosfos V'i Tana Sho'achas, Mishum Delo Nochis Ladafka. Had we taught just that example, then Pirush Dover Sheni Yocholios. Speaking about 1 hour of Nazirus is something that cannot be. So there it was understandable that by saying I'm a Nazir, a Shoah, and Shoahas, he's accepting two Nazirus periods. She'ein no Jim Shoals. There is no such thing as vowing a Nazirus of hours. The Kevon Sheesh Lahoisif al Dipuro, Nosif Nazirus Sholem. And since we have to add to what he says to make it into something, something, let's say, acceptable, so once we're adding, we add a complete Nazirus. Avolachasu mechza, where he says 1.5. The Nochis Ledavko, he's literally descended into something that is accurate. Sheyacholios Nazir. It could be a Nazir 1.5 periods. Emo lo limni tarti. I would have thought there. We don't count. Tu elo memhei. Memhei is 45. Elo memhe have komash malon. So the Mishnah reveals to us that even though the idea of a nazirus umechsa is a reality in and of itself, the bekulu nazir shtaim. In all the cases, even nazir umechsa, he has to observe two nazirus periods. We continue now with the new Mishnah. Hareini nazir shloishim yoim v'shoachas. Just to point out a distinction between this Mishnah and the Mishnah we just learned, you'll note that the following difference. There, he mentioned Hareini Nozir Vishoachas. Here, he mentions a unit of days along with the Nazirus. So once again, in the previous Mishnah, we saw an example of him saying, Hareini Nozir Vishoachas. Here we see him saying, Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim Vishoachas. What's the result? In our Mishnah, we continue, Nozir Shloishim Vechod Yoim, he observes 31 days of Nazirus She'ein Nazirus L'shoz. Because there isn't such a thing as Nazirus that's measured by simple hours. Namely, 30 days plus 1 hour, that's not reasonable. But 31 days is a unit of time that figures into the Nazirus scope. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Noseic topic heading. Lishno Yisera Hagoyremes Lenazirus Nosefes. Extra words that a person uses resulting in extra time for Nazirus observance. The concept of Lishno Yisera will be featured in this piece of Gemara till the end of the Omid, and we'll see a totally unrelated topic introduced. From the realm of sales of property, from Maseches Bava Basra, but the concept of Lishna Yaserov saying extra things that you didn't have to say, resulting in extra aspects of whatever we're talking about. The Gemara. Omar Rav, Lo Ishanu, Elo Di Omar, Shloishim V'Echod Yom. Now, the expression lo shonu ella indicates something that had been taught in the Mishnah, and then Rav is coming to qualify it. The truth is that this term someone who said Shloshim V'Echod Yom, we don't see that on the part of the speaker, on the part of the one who was accepting Nazirus in our Mishnah. So as far as explaining what Rav is alluding to, we'll end up taking a look at the Tosfos commentary, but be that as it may, in the meantime, let's just read on a little bit more in the Gemara. So Rav says that the idea or the conclusion that a person will end up observing a mere 31 days and not two Nazirus periods is where he had said Shloshim ve'echod yom. Aval, Omar, Shloshim yom v'yom echad. Now in our Mishnah we have an example of someone having said Shloshim yom v'shoa achas. Just imagine someone having said Shloshim yom v'yom echad. In a case like that, Nazir Shtayim. He will have to observe two Nazirus periods. Rav Sovar Lo Kerabi Akiva De Dorish Lishna Yisera. Rav comes to his conclusion in the spirit of Rabbi Akiva's approach to people who add words or phrases that didn't have to be there in the first place in order to be understood. So if someone is going to say something extra that, as we said, didn't need to be added in order to make sense, Rabbi Akiva says if he's adding something that seems to be extra, there is some actual outcome, something additional that will result. As we mentioned a few minutes ago in our introduction to this section, we're now going to lapse into a topic where the only common denominator to our discussion is this idea of Lishna Yisera. Beyond that, here you're dealing with matters of sales of property. Disnan, where do we find Rabbi Akiva darshaning Lishna Yisera? We have a Mishnah in Maseches Bava Basra, which speaks about someone who is selling a house. As part of a house, many houses, certainly in the time of the Mishnah, had pits, storage pits, or might store water in them, or possibly a well in the house, in the bottom of the house, dug deep into the basement, into the floor of the house. These units, these pits are described in the Shas in different forms. There's a bor, a deuce, other types of dugout entities. The details are not important for our Gemara right now, other than recognizing that they had significance to the population, and therefore they have such independent significance. The result being that when one sells his house, the pit is not included in the sale. And that's what this source says. Loi es habor velo es hadus. In the sale of the house, there is not included the pit, or the dus, another kind of pit. Afapi shekosav lo umkavaruma. Even though in the deed of sale, he indicates, the seller indicates, I'm selling you the house with its depths and its heights. So even though the term term depths is written into the title of sale, it doesn't include the pit. So now what do we have? We have a seller who is maintaining for himself, who is retaining the pit. How about access rights to the pit? In order to get to the pit, you have to go through the front lawn, go through the buyer's half of the buyer's living room, go downstairs into the basement, and then you finally get to the pit. The access rights. V'tzorich likach loy derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. The seller, having sold the entire house, true, he didn't sell the pit, but he did sell the entire house, He doesn't have any access rights unless he buys access rights from the purchaser of the house. And the reason for that is that when one sells his house, he sells it with an ayin yofa, with a literally a good eye, with a sense of magnanimity. And therefore, I'm selling you the whole house, all the floor space, including what would be a path to my bor. Nevertheless, if you want to get, you the seller, want to get to your pit, you're going to have to buy easement rights. The Chachomim Oimrim, Ein Tzorech Likach Lo Derech. The Chachomim say that the one who sells the house but retains the pit for himself, he's not retaining just the pit, he's retaining the access rights as well. And the logic behind that is that a person sells ba'ayin raw. He doesn't sell with such magnanimous intention. He retains for himself whatever he can retain, so to speak. Umoyde Rebbe Kiva, bizman sha'omar loy, chutz me'elu. Imagine a person sells a house, and he says, I'm selling you the house, except for the pit. Now, did he have to write that in? I'm selling you except for the pit. Was it not understood that the pit is not included in the sale? Of course, that was understood. Why is this guy in this example, why is he adding, I'm selling you the house except for the pit? That phrase, chutz me'elu, except for the pit, is an extra phrase. It was understood to begin with. Oh, so if you're writing chutz me'elu, your intention is not just to retain the pit, but your intention in the initial sale was to keep for yourself the access rights as well. She'eino tzorich likach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva acknowledges that if you added an extra expression, your intention is actually to retain more than that which it would have been understood anyway. And therefore, the seller does not have to purchase from the buyer access rights. So Rav, at the beginning of this section of Gemara, said that the idea of observing just 31 days of Nazirus, that's when he initially said, I am accepting Nazirus of 30 and 1 days. But if he would have said 30 days and 1 day, that extra expression obligates him to observe a full 2 Nazirus periods. Let us take a look at the Tosfos just to clarify the opening problem that we mentioned. It's a technical problem, but Rav mentioned that the Mishnah's teaching is limited to a case where he said Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom, but that language, that actual phrase, we don't even see in our Mishnah. So the Tosfos addresses this topic. We look at the Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Loi Shonu. You'll notice this in the lower part of the page. Lo Shonu Elo De Omar Shloishim Ve'echod Yoim. Pirush Oz Lo Havinozir Elo Shloishim Ve'echod Yoim. If he says that, then he's obligating himself to 31 days of Nazirus. Avol Omar Shloishim Yoim Ve'yoim Echod Nazir Shtayim. Then he has to observe 2 Nazirus periods, Lefi Shigiter B'lishenu Shnei Pa'omim Yom, because he added the word Yom, ending up saying it twice. And as the Gemara goes on to explain, extra expressions lead to extra results, like Rabbi Kiva. Uksas Koshe, this is text a slight difficulty. In our Mishnah, we don't even see that expression that Rav is alluding to. Ela, we see in the Mishnah, Shloishim Vishal Achas, that we do see. V'yesh lomar, and there is to explain, to answer, Dibimas Nisen Piresh Lishna Desolik. This is a point that we actually saw at the beginning of our Masechta, that Mishnayos will explain the last point that had been made previously. So that if you, let's say, hold our Mishnah next to the Mishnah that we saw on Omen Aleph, So on Omen Aleph, we saw a person saying Hareini Nozir V'yomecho. Then we also saw later Hareini Nozir V'sho'achas. So that the location of the example of V'sho'achas is closer to our Mishnah than the example of Nozir V'yomechot. So being that in the previous Mishnah, the last example, relatively speaking, because there was another example of Nozir Umechsa, but we're not dealing with that now. The last example, relatively speaking, was the case of Shaw Achas. And therefore, and as Tosfos says, the Mishnah explains Lishna de Solik. The last expression mentioned, in other words, it was coming off of that example, Hareini Nozir V'sho Achas. Thuadin, the same thing would apply to Bereisha Nami. Ki Omar Hareini Nozir V'yomechod Dahave Nozir Shtayim. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if a person would have said Hareini Nozir V'yomechod, he becomes a Nozir for two Nozir periods. Yomar Hareini Nozir Shloshim V'yomechod Dehifsik B'tevas Shloshim V'yomechod. Where in our mission we emphasized this earlier, where he separates the word nozir from the word yom by adding the word shloshim, the lohavi nozir elo shloshim ve'echod yom, so that it's understood that Rav is addressing the example mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Namely, Hareini Nozir Shloshim V'yom Echad V'ahoka Omar Rav. Regarding that example, Rav says Lo Shono She'enu Meforesh Lehedya V'diek Lo Mediyuka. On that, Rav said the Lo Shono, even though it doesn't appear explicitly in our Mishnah, it can be very well understood. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you are interested in accessing marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.